Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the new wiener phenomenon is that, at least in the shows I watch, maybe it says something about me, but Righteous Gemstones, White Lotus.
Yeah.
There was Dong in Mobland recently. I think there was Dong in the studio, but I can't remember. Have you watched that yet, by the way?
I haven't seen the studio yet.
It's pretty funny. It's Seth Rogen's new one.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's Seth Rogen, chances are there's penis in that.
But we have seen so much wiener lately,
yeah.
And I wonder if writers are just doing bits. Like, they're just like, how many wieners can we... because there's really no need for it.
Well, but...
But Righteous Gemstones... I saw this article today is what made me think about this. They have had 32 episodes of Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
There have been 18 random wiener shots in that show. 18! We saw Baby Billy's dong.
Dude, that thing,
twice.
That thing gets whipped out all the time.
He was water skiing with his like flesh flute.
Yeah. And not just that, but
a saggy nut sack. Now, I did see an interview with him, or yeah, balls jiggling.
Yeah, he's claiming that's not him.
He admits that was a dong double.
Yes.
That was not his dong.
Although, to be fair, would you admit that was, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I just assume if you get a dong double, they automatically make it bigger, you know?
Black dong.
Well, not if you're trying to do a comedy bit. I mean, the whole point is that's old Baby Billy penis, so the balls are...
Saggy balls.
The saggy balls. I mean, that was the bit there, was the saggy balls.
Yeah, it's just...
I just think we're in a new era of dong. I think this is in direct relation to, the sex scandal in Hollywood. I think we're trying to balance out the...
See, I think
For years... Women have been like, why is all this female nudity and no male nudity? And now we're getting male nudity.
Well, you know, Judy is a writer on Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
And I could totally see her being like, all right.
Yeah.
It's your turn, boys.
Yes.
And she just throws in random dong. Like, dude, there is dong all over the place in Righteous Gemstones.
By the way, I looked up a list of actors that have hung dong. And let me tell you, it's a lot.
Like recently?
Yeah, the last handful of years.
We got Dong in White Lotus.
Dude, it's big actors too.
We got Russian Dong.
We got Daniel Radcliffe that hung Dong. We got Chris Pine that's hung it. Ben Affleck. Aaron Taylor Johnson has done it.
Are these movies or
Oscar Isaac? Both. They're just saying actors in Hollywood that there's a whole thing in there about now male celebrities that are doing full frontal.
The Menendez brothers doc.
Yep.
Had nudity.
Yep.
Frontal.
Well, Game of Thrones had a ton of it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of male nudity in that. James McAvoy went nude. Jason Segel, he might have been the one that started the modern dong revolution for getting Sarah Marshall.
That's right. That was jarring when it first happened. You're like, whoa, what's that dong doing there?
Yeah, and that also totally needless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was like the writers, and of which I think he was one, was like, is there a little lull here? Should we just throw some dong in?
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens.
Now, was that a prosthetic?
No, he. I've
no,
seen
I think
an interview.
He's quite proud of his actual dog.
That's all him.
He's all right. He's doing fine.
And Michael Fassbender, he
not
was
not you, Nemec.
Fassbender was one that was like, check this out.
Oh, yeah. He had that really dark movie. What was it?
Shame.
Shame. Yeah, it was horrible, but you saw a lot of his dong.
Yeah, and he was proud of it, too. He was like, yeah, check this out.
Well, I got to tell you, like, if I were hung like a horse, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not, you know, I expect a dong double, and I expect it to be large.
Here's this. Theo James from the original White, or the second White Lotus. He hung dong. White Lotus has now had dong in every season.
Do you think that's part of their casting now? Like, take off your pants. Let's see your dong.
I think they just, I don't know. I feel like they're just doing bits trying to get it in and pissing people off.
Well, I mean, all I know is that for years and years, we have all enjoyed random female nudity, and now it is turned. And I don't know. This is a question that we would need female listeners to answer.
I know where you're going, and I'm curious, too.
So if I'm watching a show and all of a sudden Sydney Sweeney's like, hey, check this out. Boom, down they go.
Show my boobs.
I'm like, hell yeah. So the question becomes, when you're watching, as a female, when you're watching White Lotus, and next thing you know, you get Schwarzenegger, or I guess it was Jason Isaac, the guy that played the dad, you see that donk. Are you excited? Are you like, hell yeah? Or are you like, ugh?
It's a good question. I'm going to pose this
question. Who's that dong for?
I'm guessing the answer is no, that it's more of jarring and funny when it's the ween and when it's the up tops. We're like, oh, sweet. But I don't think women are like, yes, we finally got a dong
exactly.
here.
Exactly. They're way classier than that. And honestly, let's be honest. You know, like, the dong is not a gorgeous thing. You know what I mean?
It's more utilitarian.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I've long said the female body is like a race car.
Exactly.
It's like a Ferrari. It's sexy.
We
it's
want to see
sleek
it.
Sleek lines.
It's beautiful.
The male body is like an old Land Cruiser. There's some rust on there. It's missing a hubcap, but we're there to get the job done. It's a little rough and tumble.
I will be posing this question to my wife.
I'm going to tell my gal is right now in a car of females driving up to Victoria. So five females. I would like an informal
there
poll.
There you go.
Of
yeah.
when, because they're all watching the same shows, when dong occurs, are they happy to see it?
We need that by the next segment, please.
I'll place a phone call.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy says he doesn't like it. His wife only seen one. She thinks he's Ron Jeremy. Yeah, you don't want the comparisons.
Yeah, you don't, exactly.
You don't want Fassbender.
Keep her in the dark.
Yeah. Well, and famously, the Mark Wahlberg Boogie Nights, that was fake.
Yeah, that was prosthetic.
That was prosthetic.
Yeah.
I mean.
Does that mean he has a small wiener?
I think it means he doesn't have 13 inches.
Just didn't want to show his wiener.
Well, that character was supposed to have the biggest one in porn.
Well, I guess that's true.
I think that's hard to live up
So you're telling me Mark Wahlberg does not have porn peen?
He does not have a 13-inch penis. No.
Disappointing.
I think Wahlberg said he may have kept the prosthetic.
I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a
star.
Yeah,
a big, bright, shining star. So maybe that was the start of modern dong hanging was Boogie Nights.
Well, I'm trying to think of...
Because I've seen a lot of movies, and you know who else, over the years, for no reason, liked to hang dong was Bruce Willis.
Really?
Yeah. In random movies... Like in Pulp Fiction, Bruce Willis hangs dong.
Someone pointing out on the fan text line that Viggo Mortensen had a fight while he was hanging dong
that
in the Russian bathhouse.
That was the
Eastern Promises.
Yeah,
I remember that one. That was quite the fight.
Yeah, you're not prepared for it. You're like, whoa.
According to AI, the first movie to feature full male frontal nudity was Ken Russell's 1969 film Women in Love.
Well, but that's, you know. No one's giving.
Why are we dismissing that?
Well,
it was the first.
1960, whatever.
1969. Mm. What do you? You think people weren't alive in 90s? Like, why do you dismiss that?
I go. That's ancient dong. I need modern dong.
God,
what brought in the...
That was before the more consistent dong movement that we have upon us
well,
now.
Well, it's the first. Is that later than you would have thought? Or is that earlier than you would have thought?
It's actually later than I would have thought.
Me too.
I would have thought someone in the 50s would have...
Yeah,
know,
that's what I would have thought too.
Would have gone some sort of, you know, is thrown one out there.
Black dong.
Now that I'm doing this, there's a lot more than you... And you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. But it kind of all blends in, you know, after a while. I remember Harvey Keitel in Bad Lieutenant. That one was shocking. I was like, oh, my gosh, Harvey, what are you doing? So, look, bottom line is I think it's here to stay.
Remember Farva and Super Troopers? They throw powdered sugar on him in the cell?
Yeah. I think it's you know, we're living in a new time, man. Equal rights.
Well, it's pretty wild out there.
Yeah, for every set of uptops, I feel like now there's a reciprocal. Think about it like the tariffs. It's reciprocal dawn.
Making up.
For years, breasts have been tariffed for too long. And now the men are saying no more.
It's like reparations.
Reparations.
We're paying
for it.
Deal says that 1969 was before the dong color barrier was broken.
I think it was.
I was actually thinking that in my head. Like, when were women like, oh, wait a minute.
That's available today.
What is happening here? Hey-o. Well.
What year would that have been?
I'm afraid to Google that. I just think we're living in a new world.
That was the point in time they would forever be disappointed in us.
The dong era.
The best part is I'm about to place a phone call that will be on speaker, and that question will be asked.
Great.
And I'm guessing no one will be shocked that I am asking that question.
All right. Well, we'll give you the results.